Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio as always. We have our Hot Rod and Happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
What's up, y'all?
What is happening?
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What is happening? In honor of Independence Day, shout out to Boston, Massachusetts.
That's where the tea party was.
I know, and that was quite a party, so I hear.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we like our sweet tea in the South, so I mean, I feel their pain.
That's it.
You start messing with my tea, you're going to get me kind of heated quick.
A little pinky up tea, though, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's not like Louisiana.
Yeah, no, this didn't come out of a silver metal jug.
It's stainless, but you know.
Shoot.
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours Legal Counsel. Okay. We're going to have to do something about attendance, this thing. And I understand, but, you know, I know I was joking with you guys when I said don't treat it like a job, but damn it. You know, if you just show up every once in a while, you know, don't treat it like a job. It's fun.
No, treat it like a job. Treat it like a job.
Yeah, exactly. Treat it like a job. Of course, Kobe's out today, but he's on vacation, so we'll let him slide right now, just like he's sliding down a lazy river right now. I hope you bang your knee on something. We're sweating our, I can't say on the radio, off.
Sweating our ears off.
Yeah, we're sweating our earlobes off, and you over here floating on a tube in the lazy river. Killing me. Probably sipping on a Bud Light.
Yeah, sounds all right. Hey, Patrick. You ain't Bud Light?
No Stouffer's fresh bread pizza, no shrimp, no Bud Light. What good are
what
you?
What do you do here?
Is it all you do is watch Star Wars? Oh, man. I tell you what, guys. I love to be laughing, and I hate to put a frown on anybody's face, but we actually lost a car icon this week. We actually lost a couple of big car people this week, but one car icon in particular I'm talking about, Lee Iacocca.
He was as close to a car god as there is.
He looks like he'd be like a car godfather a little bit.
Yeah, like other CEOs.
I'm pretty sure Lee Iacocca rocked the pinky ring.
Oh, I don't doubt it. He was the kind of guy that other CEOs came to and asked favors.
Exactly. It's like, hey, Lee, yes. Yes. We'll make it happen. We'll make it go away.
Now, truly a legend.
Just like he did the Murata. He made it go away.
He did make the Murata go away. That's true. But I love him still.
Hey guys across the Dodge. Stop the Murata.
No more of this rear-wheel drive stuff.
It's junk. No, Lee Iacocca was big because the father of the Mustang.
Father of the Mustang.
And you got to think about it. He was Ford's heavy hitter for years.
Yeah.
And then he comes to Ford with an idea in the late 70s. Well, mid to late 70s.
Yeah, it probably would have started then because it actually ended up happening where it happened in 1983.
Right. But he came to Ford and he went to a press conference and he said, I have an idea for an automobile that's going to change the industry. Because what's the biggest problem with vans? Is their rear-wheel drive front engine. So naturally, you have a drive shaft hump running through the entire van and that cuts into your floor space.
Yeah, and comfort.
So he said, could you imagine a flat floor van and it would be powered front-wheel drive?
Yeah.
The Ford CEOs laughed him out of there. Like, that was the biggest joke. That's stupid. Who wants a van that you can't tow with? And then, you know what? He resigns from Ford, and he becomes the CEO of Chrysler, which was kind of a joke at the time.
Yeah.
Chrysler was in bad shape.
They were making Muratas and stuff like that. Not really hitting on all cylinders.
No pun intended.
Kind of like my Murata.
So he comes to Chrysler with the same idea. And what does Chrysler say? Sure, we'll try anything.
Yeah, that's what he said. I think they pretty much said, we'll try anything.
Sure, we'll take that. And they came out with a Caravan, which is one of the best-selling vehicles of all time. Ford felt like a moron?
Oh, yeah.
Took the idea that he gave them and just took it over here and be like, hey, I got your playbook. This yep. is they laughed at this one. We call yep. it the Razzle Dazzle.
And then Ford brings out a rear-wheel drive minivan.
A front-wheel drive minivan.
Well, first they had the Aerostar.
Which yeah. was a big turn.
Yeah, and it didn't quite take off like the Caravan did.
And then you had the Windstar.
And, well, I don't even want to talk.
Windstar was bad.
Let's talk about Lee Iacocca some more.
Yeah. but anyway, the Caravan. And then Lee Iacocca and Carroll Shelby were buddies. So, I mean, you had two icons. And they were like, but and he's the reason you were telling me now, Professor. He's the reason that
Carroll Shelby
yeah. came to Dodge.
Yeah, so he's like, hey, you know, I got
you're my friend.
He started
come
with
help
the
me.
K car, and then he had the van. You know, everything was going to front wheel drive, but he was like, all right, we don't have anything sporty. So who are you going to call when you're Lee Iacocca? Call up Carroll Shelby.
That's pretty cool. You know what? I would love to be at the level one day where I could just pull out my phone and be like, when I'm looking for heavy hitters, you know what? Which right now, you'd have to put both my hands together. My iPhone can't even call Carroll Shelby. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I could pull that kind of arsenal out. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, do me a solid.
You know? Hey, Carroll, it's your homeboy Lee. What's up?
But even those cars, you know, they get ragged on a lot, but... some of the most innovative cars ever. First carbon fiber wheels ever were on an Iacocca Shelby. Variable nozzle turbo, first one, was on that same Shelby that was during the Iacocca days. I mean, they were double overhead cam turbos. I mean, they really were making awesome stuff. They just didn't screw it together real well.
their attempt was awesome.
Yeah, the engineering was awesome.
Just the
assembly.
Not so much.
Not as much.
Yeah. Maybe if we didn't have the same people putting together the Caravans as those, that could have been the issue.
How about the Turbo Caravan? Yeah, Thank you, Lee Iacocca. He had a motto. He said a Mopar and he said a turbo in every... It was either one way or the other. Either a turbo in every Mopar and a Mopar in every garage or the other way around. A Mopar in every garage and a turbo in every Mopar. That was his goal. He wanted everything to be turbo-powered.
Really?
Yeah, but you couldn't do that. I mean, you can't. Back then, you couldn't, anyway.
Hell, everything's got a turbo on it now.
Yeah,
now that's the new end thing.
Yeah.
And we're talking about, what, mid to late 80s?
Yes.
That's insane. That shows you how far ahead of his time Lee Iacocca was.
Yeah, he was a genius.
He was. And he was a cool guy. Like, even at 94 years old, I wouldn't cross him. He looks like that guy.
Yeah, he looks like he might pop you on.
He looks like, yeah. Like, I promise
like
you.
He's going to be wearing cement boots by the end of it.
Yeah. Lee Iacocca, his backhand has seen a numerous amount of faces. I mean, he's got a backhand like a shovel, I bet.
Big rings.
He walks up into the boardroom. Just saying.
I don't know what kills me, though. I was watching the news this morning, and it said that he was 94 when he died, obviously, or the other day. And it said that he passed away of natural causes. Have you ever noticed, like, after 89, everything is it's natural causes? Like, if you get killed in a parking lot, it's natural causes.
It was his time.
Well, this is the thing. Yeah, I'll tell you something else. You want to look at something weird? There's a picture of Lee Iacocca sitting on the hood of a K car in 1981.
Problem.
And there was a picture of Lee Iacocca took last year. He looks the same.
Yeah.
He did not age. Literally, I think they embalmed him in 1981.
They knew this day was coming.
Lee Iacocca is the damn Highlander, okay? I'm just saying. He took on another form. He didn't die. I want to tell you that. That's not natural.
He just grew like another foot.
Exactly. Like, Lee Iacocca just took another life form on or something. You know, he just... It is. If you look at the picture, like, the man didn't age. His glasses changed. That's the only thing. His glasses changed, and his pants are 1 inch longer now. That's it. That's the only thing that changed. He went from plaid to solid. He went from thick black frames to thin frames. The end. Not a hair out, not a hair different, nothing. He didn't get a haircut between those two pictures. I'm telling you. Lee Iacocca's a man, though. He will be missed because he was truly an icon.
He was a legend.
He was a legend. He was a legend. All right, guys. I tell you what else is legendary. This show we got coming up. We're going to have a lot of fun with it. Guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. And, of course, we have our Hot Rod and Happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, guys.
What's happening?
Did you hear that sound? I promise you, Breezy does not have flatulence.
No, Smitty might.
It's very possible. That's actually... They are still talking in Tacoma about what you did in that room. I'm just saying. like you know how the professor likes to say whenever we go to a town, we're going that town up.
Yeah.
He didn't necessarily mean by you doing it in the bathroom.
Yeah. Smitty took that literally.
That thing literally was compared to like Hiroshima. I mean,
I smelt it for 3 days later.
That bathroom door and the hotel room door stayed open for an hour and it still you like walked in there and like
There was people driving by the hotel doing that. No. He just had chicken. And then of course we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to all the Hot Rodders in Philadelphia, PA. Is that brotherly love?
That's brotherly love. That was Rocky. Hey, Rocky!
Boy, I'm glad I got that right.
You seen the new Rocky movie?
Isn't there one?
I don't know. I only watch the real Rocky movies. I don't watch
it. It goes straight to YouTube?
Yeah, I don't watch these Rocky Bullwinkle ones. I want to see Sly Stallone. He knocks him out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think you can do that.
I like it at the end. Alien. You know what I mean? Like that. That's my Rocky. You know what I mean?
I think he still sounds that way.
Yeah, he actually does all the time. But, of course, Eric, if you've been hit in the head as many times as Stallone,
I don't do it.
You do dumb movies like Cobra and you talk with a slur.
Yes. Yeah. All the time.
That movie Cobra sucked.
No.
The 50 Merc was the best thing in Cobra, and it was kind of lame.
I didn't even watch the movie. I just watched it when I was out in the field or out in the desert, and he was driving it. I saw it in a copy of Hot Rod magazine, and they were just showing the filming where it's out in the desert, you know, and what the movie was about, like the world ending or something. Or
No. Actually, he was just a cop in Florida, but yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking of Mad Max.
I think you're thinking of Mad Max.
He's driving a 50 Merc.
I remember the car. Like, I really haven't seen the movie, but I remember the car.
Obviously. I think he was in the desert, and he was fighting off zombies. No, he's just like a cop in Florida.
Wasn't an apocalypse. It's just Miami.
I remember the article.
Yeah, so, but anyway, like, that's something. But, you know, speaking of zombie cars, that's something we need to do. We haven't talked about it. I think that'd be something kind of good, you know. Yeah. And another reason why I like it is all kids are in the new silly bands are zombies now.
Yeah, oh, that's so true.
It is. Used to, it was bands that were shaped like animals and figures and shapes. Mm-hmm. That was the hot thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, the all new slap bracelet is zombies. So we need to come up with the perfect zombie apocalypse ride.
Yeah. We need to do it quick, too, because I heard tell that this is going to be going down in about a week and a half.
Yeah. Richard, weird people that come into the bank are probably not the people I want to take premonitions from.
They haven't been right yet.
I don't want to take premonitions from people that bounce checks, okay? I don't want somebody telling me how the world's going to end and then be like, they can't tell me what's in their checking account.
Rapture.
Yeah. Yeah. Just
17th.
It's going down. When's this show air? Is this going to be the... Okay, so we'll get one more going.
Yeah, this will probably be the last one that actually airs.
Oh, wait, it's supposed to be the 17th?
Yeah.
That's the day after my birthday.
All right, so you got one more in you.
Wow. You got one more in you.
That's... My birthday's on the 27th, man. What's up with that? 10 days before my...
You're not going to see
that
40.
That sucks, dude. I'm going to have girls jumping out of cakes.
I know you're not.
Not this time.
Listen, no. No.
Yeah, relocating this party
well, we
to heaven.
Just party like it's the end of the world on my birthday.
Well, I promise you, if I got anything to do with it.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
And we are talking about heaven.
But, you got any cakes women jump out of up there?
Hold on. Before you let me in.
I always be kind of cool to have my Uncle Leroy there, you know?
There goes the neighbor.
I love you, Professor. I love you. Oh, man. I tell you guys what, if you ever wonder about my Uncle Leroy, I know you hear me mention him from time to time, and I'm not going to get in graphic detail because, one, I love to keep my job in radio, and, two, because it's probably not the most family-friendly thing in the world. My Uncle Leroy was rough and tough. If you ever seen the movie Gran Torino, literally, other than the fact that he didn't drive Fords, it's loosely based on his life.
Like, I hate the fact that I didn't get to meet Uncle Leroy.
Uncle Leroy was just a model American. Like, he was that guy. You know what I mean?
Sounds like
he didn't walk on his grass, and he didn't drive no Fords, and didn't drive no import cars either. You asked him about JDM? Yeah. I would hate to know what his response would be to that.
I was trying to come up with something.
Oh, I had a few come up already. I just can't say that. Oh, but when we go on break,
all right,
it's on. Hit me up on social media, kids. I let it go there. So, anyway. But, you know, we're talking about zombie apocalypse cars. And, you know, the perfect car for a zombie apocalypse. I think, you know, with all the movies out and The Walking Dead, and
yeah.
I mean, we're seeing them at car shows now, walking around. It's only a matter of fact. Me and the professor was talking about it, actually. That was one of the first times we ever had zombies at car shows before.
Yeah, it was my first. Own.
I literally felt like that I was, like, backstage at the Thriller video shoot.
Oh, God, that is so true. That's what the hell she was doing.
I felt like I was working the after party. Like, the music stopped, and she was still bobbing her head.
Oh, getting she was down with the beat.
That was crazy, man.
Are we at the right place?
I'm like, Eddie, are you okay?
It just kills me. They're like, yeah, they're residents.
Yeah, they just hang out here.
Really?
Oh, so this is normal. This is normal. That's great.
They're like, yeah, they live
Josh,
in a hole
man.
In
Josh made a friend.
Smitty got all buddy with her. I think they're like on Facebook now.
I have to admit, I was worried that I was losing my man on that one.
Hey, she might have me talking into it until she stopped and looked David dead in the face and said, hold on, I'm scrolling.
Yeah, I don't think it's scrolling. I think she was rolling.
Oh, you know, yeah, she was rolling.
Yeah, yeah, that's right there. That's the one right there. Like, you know, your mom's like, don't talk to him. That's what you should have been doing to him.
Yeah.
Don't talk to her. Don't make eye contact.
Her life might got caught cut short. Because I come out of that museum and she had a life water, a 32-ounce styrofoam cup full of beer on the bed of my truck, and she was playing piano.
Oh, Lord.
I about killed her.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We've killed this segment. We've got to take a commercial break. But we're going to pick back up with zombies and the ones that show up at car shows right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey. podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Heavy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. In the studio, as always, we've got Smitty and Breezy. Hold it together.
You just look so excited. I'm like, who's with the most? Hey, y'all.
What's happening, y'all?
Okay. I've got to paint you a picture through the magic of radio. All right. The reason I get excited when I say that is because I am the damn automotive host with the most. That's why. It's like, to be the man, you got to beat the man. And I'm not having a good voice day today, okay? I will say that right off the bat. You know, it's hot, it's humid, it's not good for the vocals. But I am the automotive host with the most. I have listened to every automotive podcast in the world. There's not a damn soul in this world with a deeper voice than mine in automotive. I'm just throwing that out there to you.
Should we all give him a golf clap?
Thank you. Next up, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What is going on, New York City, New York?
New York, it's New York.
Big party there tomorrow, apparently.
It's Big Apple.
Of course. Makes sense.
Big Apple pie. It's the 4th of July. We should be doing patriotic cars.
Oh, yeah, we should.
Yeah, oh, we should. No, we're talking about zombie cars.
It was a good idea.
It was a good idea.
It was a fun idea.
Chevrolet, end of show.
America.
Drop the mic.
I mean, Smitty, it's short and to the point, but extremely true. I mean, when the man's got it, he's got it. I mean, just. I just want to just do that slow clap.
Yeah. You get everybody in behind you.
I love it. Like, but I mean, that's because you're the man. Like, Chevrolet.
That's it.
America.
America.
The end.
Budweiser.
Bald Eagles.
Stripper glitter.
Baseball.
Oh, yeah. And some of that there apple pie. America.
America.
I'm telling you. So back to zombie apocalypse vehicles.
We need to talk about this one. If we get another one in, then we can talk about patriotic cars.
I'm telling you.
This is a public service at this point.
Do you want to make a bet on the end of the world?
No.
Can we put some money on that? I mean, if you take that one, I got a bridge I want to sell you. And just look at it this way. If the world ends, it don't really matter anyway.
That's true. Can I pay you next month?
Hell, you can write me a check. How about that?
Can you imagine how many people did that, like, during Y2K? Like, 1999, they're like, yeah, I'm buying a house, I'm buying a car, I'm buying this, and I don't have to pay none of it.
You know what? The funniest one I remember about Y2K, and it makes me feel really old because I remember it, and, like, I lived it. Like, I was, so in 99, I was 20. And I remember I was big into Mustangs. I know. I was a troubled youth. And, I got led astray. And I remember reading my Muscle Mustangs and Fast Fords magazine, and they had Ask Bernie. You remember that section?
Yeah.
And I don't remember the guy's name, but he was like a Ford guru of all times. And then sometimes it was actually interesting, you know, some of his comments and commentary on things. And somebody asked, with Y2K coming up, should I worry about my Mustang with it, all its computer electronics? Now, keep in mind, in 1999, with all your computer electronics in your 99 Mustang,
it's real.
There's more electronics in a scientific calculator than in your 99 Mustang. But he was worried to death that his Mustang wouldn't be running through Y2K. Now, looking back now, I can see that being a problem. And it has nothing to do with electronics. It's because it's a Ford. It's probably not going to be running in a month.
And it was a 4.6, so.
Yeah, exactly. Is your 4.6 liter Mustang not going to make it? No. More than likely. Just saying. Unless you bought it last week, yeah, you're going to have problems. And even then, it's touch. It's touchy, touch and go. But I do remember that, though. And I remember being like, oh, Lord. And, like, your computer wouldn't update.
Yeah.
Like, and that wasn't a big problem because I didn't even have a computer, like, then.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like a real computer. Like, I played Oregon Trail on the computer. That's what I did then. But Yeah, that was like a big thing. Like, the banks ain't going to be able to update. And ATM machines, everybody getting their money out.
Mm-hmm. Planes are going to fall out of the sky.
Nostradamus says, you know, that was dumb stuff, man. That's where we're living.
I ain't even telling y'all my Y2K story.
Tell me your Y2K story. You got to. You got to.
No, you can't say that and not tell.
Was you at a New Kids on the Block reunion concert?
I don't even think I know this story.
You probably don't, but I mean, when you hear this story, you can be like, yep, that's my husband. But everybody knows.
Did it involve strippers and glitter?
No.
Okay.
No glitter.
Mine and brother.
X-day up day on the glitter.
Yeah. Everybody knows how hood I am. We was living in Judson, and
Judson, for the people that listen, believe it or not, we have people listening outside of Greenville.
Yeah, that is
Judson is a very I'm not gonna say the roughest side of town, but it's not
the nicest.
It's not the best either.
No, absolutely not.
It's more inner city.
It's an old mill hill is all it is. But anyhow, my mama had a house down front.
I'm the hood translator.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I had a one-bedroom garage apartment over a two-car garage in the backyard. We didn't have no power. The only reason why we had running water is because my mama, it was running off her meter, and you know how that goes. She paid a bill, I washed clothes. We was up there partying. Man, I can remember this like yesterday, dude. I bet you there was 30 people in this little bitty apartment.
With no power.
No power. We partying off candlelight. We got them big 25-gallon totes that you get from like Dollar General or Walmart. Full of beer, liquor. It got close. We knew it was about close to 12 o'clock. My buddy Chad lived down the street. This dude had a radio with a TV screen built into the screen or to the radio. Now this is a true story. I put this on my kid's life. Little radio, a radio with a TV on it, and this thing was black and white. And we watched the ball drop. And when the ball dropped, everybody run outside just to check and see if the street light stayed on. Or not. If anybody got a more hood story, please contact me.
He watched the ball drop on a flashlight. Did you see that? A flashlight radio. That's hood. I challenge anyone on a hood Y2K story. By candlelight.
We had to go out and see if the street light stayed on because we ain't had no lights in the apartment.
That's my husband.
Yeah, but y'all were ready though.
Hey, yeah, exactly.
We y'all were like, what of it?
You had emergency radio.
Y'all were like, we ain't even got power, so we ain't got to worry about
it. Yeah, we ain't got to worry about it.
Just keep them drinks flowing.
Exactly.
Just pass me another OE. Just saying.
Oh,
do you
man.
Have a Y2K story, Professor?
Not really one that I mean, it's nothing like that.
I love how it started that I can say on the radio.
We were partying at my house, and I remember thinking, I hope I don't have to work tomorrow. And I called.
So, like, the one upside to the end of the world.
Yeah. It's like, I can get just hammer drunk. And I did.
And I did.
So, I called the next day at the restaurant I worked at, and I was like, yo, are we working today?
Is the world over with you?
And he's like, of course we're working today. I was like, am I going to get fired if I don't come? He said, yeah. I was like, see you in about an hour.
Running a little late.
That was a rough shift right there, man.
Yeah.
I thought the world was going to end.
Well.
And I partied accordingly.
Don't do that again.
Yeah, no, no.
Because at our age, we don't hold up as good as we did in our 20s.
No. I don't want to do that ever again.
Professor, I can't even imagine you partying like that.
Well, Smitty will be excited to know where I was on Y2K.
Where were you at?
I was a senior in high school. So, you know, there wasn't a lot to do. We couldn't go, like, really just get trash tore up and all that stuff unless somebody had a house. So we were riding down Main Street in Greenville.
Catch a cross rocket ride.
You were riding on
exactly
your motorcycle.
That's what we were doing.
How'd it go?
She likes the boys that go vroom.
The world didn't end, but we ended up in a hotel room. Not like that, though.
Yeah, okay. Whenever anyone says not like that, though, It was like
exactly
that.
Like
it was exactly
it was
like
100%
that.
It was 100% just like that.
That's exactly how it went down. Exactly how it went down. When they say, but it wasn't like that. No, actually, it was just like that. Word for word. Just saying. That means pretty much you nailed it. You got it right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rob, what were you doing for Washington?
You know what? I was... Actually, I've got one for you. I was actually with my first wife.
Oh, wow.
At my house, sitting in the living room watching the ball drop on TV. Nothing exciting whatsoever.
Oh.
Exactly. And then I got married, which was the real end of the world later on. But actually, we were joking around about it, and I don't want anybody to get offended by this, but we ain't got 30 seconds left in this segment, so I'll get it out right quick. It was really funny. I actually got married September 11th, 2001, of course. September 1st, 2001, of course. September 11th, 2001 is when the Twin Towers crashed. I actually bought a car that had one of those stickers on the back glass, 9/11/01. I bought it at the sale, and it was talking about the tragedy in America. I actually peeled one of the ones off on it and said, no, that was the real tragedy for me right there. All right, guys, we got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way. Stay tuned.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. It's Rob Pitts in the studio. And, of course, as always, we have Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, hey, hey.
What's happening, y'all?
And we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to Capital City, Washington, D.C. Do they have a car scene in Washington, D.C.?
Washington, D.C. is not that big. I don't think
I think it's close to Virginia, though.
Yeah, I don't think D.C. has, like, a car scene. I don't think D.C. has much of anything.
But you know what they do have? Big party for the 4th of July.
They do have a big party for the 4th of July. You know why? Because the White House is there. That's why. Just saying.
That's it.
So, we're talking about apocalypse vehicles for the fourth time now. I'm trying.
We'll get to
it. Smitty. What is your idea of what would make a good apocalyptic?
So I know y'all don't think I'm crazy.
No, no, we know it.
Yeah, well.
We know what you did on Y2K.
Everybody knows I love bag and body vehicles. And Breezy can remember this. I know she can as soon as I start talking about it. And it's the perfect zombie apocalypse vehicle. I cannot find pictures of it, nor can I remember the name of it. But it is a bagged and bodied blazer. This dude has... You remember that movie? What was that movie? Death Race. Remember the Death Race on the transfer truck? The big blowing front bumper that looked like a
ramp.
Yeah. Had that on there. This thing had saw blades coming through the hood. Saw blades coming through the roof. The inside of it was metal. And it had like bomber seats and saw blades all in it. And it was... like rusty and red to imitate blood.
Not really.
Really.
Okay.
You sitting on that?
Spoiler alert.
But do you remember the truck?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I think I have a picture of it. Wasn't it at one of the shows we were at?
Yeah, it's been.
Got a picture of it.
I wish I did because I can't remember the name of it. But man, that thing was bad, dude. Bad to the bone, and that'd be my perfect one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's bad to the bone.
Bad to the bone.
Yeah, you kind of totally stole my idea just now, so I'm going to have to think of something else.
So I guess asking you next wouldn't be a good thing.
Yeah, let's wait till the next segment for me.
Really? You're totally just messing up the whole flow.
I know, right? Well,
you just screwed up the rotation.
Well, I mean, that's like the perfect zombie apocalypse vehicle.
Not even close.
No, it's not even close.
Not even close.
Really
like, if you want to suck at it, yes, it is the perfect one. This professor...
Yeah, I'm going in a little different direction. While Josh and, Bree, sort of, with Josh, or would have been, is slicing them up, I'm going to be getting somewhere safe. And you got to think, like, during the apocalypse, like, nobody's going to be maintaining the roads. You need something that can go somewhere, haul stuff, and is reliable. Dodge Ram Charger.
Dodge Ram Charger?
Well, yeah, but it needs to be reliable, though.
That's what it is. Dodge Ram Charger. 440.
You just put yourself in my position. I got a bagged and bodied truck. That thing ain't going to be reliable. Your Ram Charger ain't going to be. Like, I'm going to pass you on the road. That's what's going to make it bad, Richard.
I'm going to have a Dodge 440 Ram Charger. You can't kill a 440.
Yeah, you can.
You can't.
You're just going to stop put oil in it, and that's when they get you. They're going to catch you with a quart of pins. Do you realize how bad it would be to die with a quart of pins oil in your hand?
Well, another problem is I'm not going to be tall enough to put the oil in the Ram Charger, so that might be a little problem. But
so you're on a ladder with a can of pins oil in your hand. That's not the way you want to die.
Well, I'm not going to, though, because I'm going to be racing through the desert.
All right. Bree, you thought anything?
Not yet. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I want to tell you something. You can stop thinking because I have the perfect vehicle.
The perfect
one. Oh, no.
C4 Corvette.
All right. This is what you said. You said the roads aren't going to be maintained, so they're going to be rough. Hell, a C4 Corvette rides like crap anyway. So you're used to it. All right. And with its wedge doorstop-shaped design, when you hit something, they just go over the top.
I don't think that's what happens when Corvettes hit things.
No. Okay. Quit trying to be Mr. Wizard, Professor, okay?
Is this going to be, like, reinforced?
This isn't Mythbusters, okay?
Can we cage around it?
Listen. Things turn into toothpicks. That's what they do.
Listen. And I'll be honest with you. If you're going to do it, I hate to sound like Doc Brown, but it's true. You do it with a little style. You know what I mean? Like, if I was a zombie and I was about to get ran over by something, I want to get ran over by America's sports car. Not a damn Ram Charger.
Yeah, but see, I can when I get down running over to zombies, I can drop the ass on it and just shoot sparks all the way into the sunset.
And call more zombies?
I don't care. That's I got kinda, saw blades in my hood.
You're attracting unwanted attention.
So the end of this hypothetical movie, obviously Josh lives because that's got to happen. You got to drive into the sunset. Exactly.
Well, he's following me out in my C4 Corvette, leading the way, and we're towing you behind.
Ram Charger, man, they're you can't kill them.
I ain't gonna lie, I had a second pick, but it was a second pick for a reason. I would say a tank, but however, you can't get in certain places with a tank.
Actually, no, you can get it anywhere you want with a tank. You just knock it down.
Yeah, blow it up or knock it down.
Well, that's true. Then I would go with a tank with saw blades hanging out of it and bagged.
But.
With a Dodge Ram. And a C4 Corvette being towed behind it.
I'm following the tank.
I shoot the way.
When she says tank, I think about the tank that was in the video for No Limit Soldiers.
Yes!
Make
yes.
Them say, oh.
Like, I'd be Master P out there with some gold tea.
You know, I've often thought, I don't want to get off subject too bad, but the that video and that song when they wrote it, what were they thinking?
I don't know.
They had to be in the bathroom. Hey.
What'd
you
say?
Make him say, that was a good song, right? Like, I remember rocking that in the late 90s.
Yeah, that was a summer jam for sure.
Oh yeah, I played it all the time.
They made movies dun, out of that dun, thing dun, and everything.
Dun, 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 dun. Like, I always wanted a No Limit Soldiers chain.
Yeah, with the medallion.
Yeah, the medallion. Like, I wanted to be that guy. Like, I was... Guys, I want you to understand, I'm so white it hurts. But I wanted that so bad. I grew up on a cul-de-sac, but I want that. Like, that's my heart is where Smitty is from.
But I just started seeing you walking around that cul-de-sac.
But my body grew up in a golf course community. You see what I'm getting at? And I mean, riding around on my golf cart with my No Limit Soldiers, looking like the kid from Bad Santa. That was
some sandwiches.
How much lettuce do you want on your sandwiches? I don't know the normal amount. I don't know. Vince is the one that eats the lettuce.
Ask Vince.
He's the rabbit. But yeah, that's a, yeah, that's this. Yeah, I wanted that so bad, dude. I wanted that medallion. I know we're not talking about zombie apocalypse vehicles, but I really don't care. I could care less. I mean, like you know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted that. Like, I figured if I had that, instant street cred.
No.
I mean, you come walking in, you got no limit soldiers across your chest, I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, you know
what I mean. With that hair spiky stuff, you could pass off.
I had a comb over back then.
Well, you almost had street points because I was going to tell you to get some death row and tell them Suge Knight hung you over the balcony, too. Yeah.
You know what? It's always that one of us call you vanilla ice. Every time. You got to make it like that. Listen, we get one white guy that raps that everybody likes, and all of a sudden you won't make fun of. Okay? And how do you get a show on the Discover, on DIY, the Vanilla Ice Project?
And he's never dirty. Ever.
Hell, he can't even drive a nail in straight, but he builds houses.
He probably owes people money on
that. He's the new Bob. Suge Knight's executive producer. Listen here, Builder Bob. Builder Rob. Van Winkle. Oh, guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WFRD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.